Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's now go out to Glen Ellen. Dave, thank you for hanging in there. What's going on?
Well, no, Dave is from Glen View.
Oh, okay. Well,
he put in Glen Ellen, but that's okay. Great show. Boy, you get some callers that are beyond, and your knowledge of the sports is fantastic. But I want to know, you know, we had all these jumpers last night after the Cub game. What did the pitcher miss from the dugout when Bryce got up and the walk signal came up to the mound?
Well, that's not what ended up happening in the last inning.
Well, I mean, where is he unemployed now?
Bryce Harper?
No, the pitcher.
You said, are you talking about Greg Holland?
Yes.
Well, he didn't get the signal to walk him. I mean, they pitched to him, and unfortunately
he pitched him. Hit for a double play. Pitch for a double play.
He would have loved to have gotten a double play. That's easier said than done.
What? Against the Phillies?
Yeah. Harper hit a grand slam to win the game. Did you see that?
That's what I'm saying. You give him an automatic walk.
No.
For a double play.
Dave, let me stop you right there. You're about the fifth person that has suggested this, and you're all wrong. You don't walk a guy with the bases loaded to put the tying run at third and the winning run at second base. You just don't do it.
Well, they lost the game.
They would have lost the game possibly anyway.
Bryce has been hitting the cover off the ball all week.
Hey, Dave.
What?
Have a good morning and have a good weekend. You don't do it. You just don't do it.
Smalley and all, don't you wish you could do that in like Starbucks when people approach you and you could just hang them up, right? Like people approach
hang up on them?
People approach me and talk about them. I wish I had a button. It's like, hey, you, have a good morning. I press a button and they're gone.
That guy has been calling in for 2 weeks claiming the Cubs can't win on the road because they drink too much on the road.
Might be right. I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
Yeah, and that was a classic because we talked about it. We got in, and Dustin agreed with him. Dustin wanted to walk there. And again.
Wait, are you telling me
it's
Dustin?
But that could have been Dustin. He had the same point of view. All right. Molly and Hawk. Our thanks to Olin Krutz. Olin, really great seeing you. Thanks
awesome
a ton. Really
Thank
enjoyed
you.
It. Really a lot of fun, a lot of good stories. And as often happens, the best show was in the breaks.
Yes.
Want to thank Dustin for all of his hard work. Well, first of all, let's thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, we really appreciate you listening. And thanks to Dustin.
What?
Yeah. And thanks to Kevbo.
Is he unemployed now?
No, he still works here. And Ray, God bless you, Ray.
Great show. Boy, you get some callers that are beyond, and your knowledge of the sports is fantastic.
What do you guys think the definition of beyond is?
I think it's just buying some time before I can say the Cubs are drunk. Here's Connor McKnight and Joe Ostrowski.
Morning, fellas.
What does that mean?
Olin, when are you going to do overnights like Joe Kane famously did once here?
Oh, my God. Joe Kane did overnights one time.
Did you
hear
really?
This story? Yeah. And he said, the famous line was, he said something like, Mother of Jesus, someone call me.
He's begging for somebody
he begged
to call
for
in
a
to talk to
He apparently was sitting here for 25 minutes without a phone call.
Yeah.
Oh,
how many hours is that overnight?
Oh, my God.
Depends 12. When the game ends.
He literally...
Feels like 12.
Oh,
right?
Les will... I mean, sometimes it's 7, 8 hours. Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Sitting in the kitchen by yourself.
Sitting here in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Yeah. Brutal.
Well, actually, we're broadcasting from the Hyundai Score Studios. Test drive a new Hyundai. Get a $50 reward card. Terms apply. What's going on, guys? How's life? What'd you think of that game? What the hell happened? How did that happen? Why didn't they walk the guy?
How do you not?
Are you talking about Greg Holland?
Yeah.
Yes.
Greg Holland. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Greg.
It's amazing. How
That was such a... I mean, I thought it was impossible for that to happen. I can't believe that happened.
No, the moment either of the Hollands, Greg or Derek, came out of the bullpen, I thought, well...
What?
I think I know what's going on here. I watched a little Derek Holland pitch. I've seen how this thing can go south sometimes.
He wasn't very good on the south side.
Not great. Great guy, fun to talk
very
to.
Funny
crazy
guy.
Person, funny person.
He does a great Harry Carey impersonation. That's
word.
The best thing you can say about him as a pitcher.
That ball went a long, long way. And with it, hope, right? And dreams and eternal. My God.
He admired that thing. And then he ran so fast around the base. Is that the fastest anyone's ever run around the base?
Less than 20 seconds.
Oh, my God.
It was kind of awesome.
It was.
Well,
if you were
a fan of him or a fan of that team.
Yeah, that's the state of the Cubs right now. Nobody wanted Holland, right?
Right.
And now he is your high-leverage guy going up against Bryce Harper, bases loaded. You're watching that game. Didn't everybody know how it was going to end? He's going to put in the gap or he's going to hit a grand slam. The entire time, even when Holland was up 0-2, you knew, you felt that's how that game was going to end.
You walk him and hit for a double play.
Yeah, pitch for the old double play.
What?
Then you walk him and you've got JT Realmuto coming up, who's only massacred you all series long.
Yeah.
I mean, every swing, my back hurt. Oh. He was swinging that hard, even on the foul tips. I mean, he was going.
He was out of his shoes.
You knew if he caught it. It was gone. And then, not only did he sprint around the bases, he screamed.
Yes.
All the way around the bases. I mean, that hurt. And I yelled, holy, you know, the Cubs lost. And my kids in unison said together, is he watching baseball?
Set yourself up for a bad night. I will be watching baseball tonight. I've got a nice appetizer known as the Bears game. Mm-hmm. Obviously monitoring what goes on with the Cubs, but I cannot wait for Bill Walton Day. I think Bill Walton talking baseball could be, I mean, it could be like a, what would you call it, sort of a, just a contact buzz acid trip, listening to Bill Walton try to tell you what's going on.
Are we setting expectations a little too high?
Yes. Definitely.
Absolutely.
My expectations are sky high.
That's where I'd like to put them. Very, very high. That's where I'd like to put my expectations.
I think it's hysterical, and I'm really kind of – it's the end of the week. I might actually try to take a nap so I make sure that I'm awake to listen to what Bill has to say while I enjoy a libation or two.
If I'm power ranking the sporting events tonight, Bill Walton's – on an island. It's way up here. Bears, Giants. Nobody's going to be on the field.
No.
Okay, sure. I want to see what Kareth White's going to do. Ian Bunting. Let's see if this guy can play, if he's going to make the roster. Sure. And well, the Cubs are going to lose another game on the road, so know what's going to happen there. I've got Bill Walton, that Sox game, way above anything else. That's what I like, that they're trying different things because they know it's a lost season.
Yes.
There aren't any games of consequence here right now.
Right.
So at least entertain
and they,
us.
They have the two Michaels after that, right? The one guy was the from The Office. I think the first guy is Michael Schur.
Sure.
He was a guy from The Office.
Yeah.
And then another guy, Michael O'Brien, is the guy from who was a writer for Saturday Night Live. So I'm figuring they must be Southsiders, right? They got to be Sox fans.
You're the Southsider, right?
I was.
You're the resident expert here?
I know. I'm just saying a guy named Michael O'Brien must be from the South Side, right?
He's from Michigan.
Sure. I don't know about
He's from Michigan.
He's from Michigan?
Yeah. So
how did he become a Sox fan?
The South Side of Michigan, though.
Oh, well, that's perfect. Yeah.
So they're giving up on the whole, I guess, bring out Huff or Wimpy now that Hawk's gone,
right?
I guess.
Well, and you know, one of the suggestions was
that's
Robin.
That's your sweet ass on that.
Probably lives out that way.
Who suggested that?
Maybe
nobody.
David might have suggested that yesterday.
Okay.
I want to hear Bill Walton. I don't think I want to hear what Robin has to say. I love Robin, but you know, come on.
There are some Sox fans that will be upset tonight when Bill Walton's just talking nonsense and he's asking questions like how many strikes in and out.
Yes, there will.
That will happen. But
how many strikes in and out?
Seven. The reaction would be so much worse if Robin was there. Don't you think? He was a great player on the South Side.
Yeah.
But at the end, there was so much hatred.
He was the reluctant manager, right? I mean, he didn't really want the job, but they wanted him to take it, so he reluctantly took it and reluctantly did it.
Is he unemployed now?
Well, maybe. Yeah, that's how it works, though, Mo, right? The keys to the Rome have to go to the guy who don't want.
Turn that guy into like a drop where he actually is a character, where he says somebody.
What?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what Kevin's doing.
I actually still like
Robin. Are you talking about Greg Holland?
I don't know what it is. I'm talking about Robin Ventura. We can talk about Greg Holland.
I love Robin. I had breakfast one day over here at, is it Yoke? What's the name of the place over by the old building? And I'm there with my son, who was very young at the time, and Robin came in. And I said hello to Robin, and he just, like, he mussed his hair up a little. You know, he was such a good person.
Big fan.
But not a great manager, let's be honest. Yeah. Good third baseman is a manager. Ron Major's cousin.
Really?
How weird is that?
No way.
Does anybody fact check you while you just keep going?
No, it's like less. You just make it up as you go on.
Well, you got to look that one up.
Maybe slide him in there.
I could have been.
You're all wrong.
Yeah. Huh. No one ever heard that?
I never.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Ventura Majors, what's the difference? It may have been maternal.
Hey, this is not the overnight show now, Mike.
What?
What?
What? Huh? What have you guys today? How will you be handling this?
What?
We've got Joe in, so I figure by the end of the morning, I'll have placed bets on seven or eight different things for the weekend, which I need. I need something to hold me over.
Okay.
We're going to talk with Cody Decker, who is Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, at some point a little later this morning. But really, what this is a couch day. Is what it is. Joe and I are going to sit you down on the couch. We're here to listen. We're here to talk. We're here to work some things out. And there will be the requisite yelling and screaming about the Cubs.
Yes.
Bryce Harper as well. I mean, that was a thing last night.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
Thanks.
Have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.